AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump sending Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner to Pakistan for talks with Iran's top diplomat. Sagar Magani has more.
Islamabad is trying to revive ceasefire talks, hours after Iran said its foreign minister would go to Pakistan.
Steve and Jared will be heading to Pakistan tomorrow to hear the Iranians out.
White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt.
We've certainly seen some progress from the Iranian side in the last couple of days.
Without giving details, the president this week indefinitely extended the ceasefire with Iran to give diplomacy more time. But that has not diffused tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran is still blocking traffic through the vital waterway, and the Pentagon is ramping up its blockade of Iranian ports and vessels. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Justice Department's dropped its criminal probe into Fed Chair Jerome Powell, clearing a major roadblock to the confirmation of his successor. A federal appeals court has blocked President Trump's suspension of asylum access at the southern border, and Jennifer King on the wildfires burning in the southeast.
My house is gone.
Video by Brittany Quinn shows a heartbreaking scene of burned out vehicles and smoking debris left by a wildfire in Brantley County in southeast Georgia. Governor Brian Kemp spoke at a news conference after touring the damage.
We believe it was started by a balloon landing on a power line causing an arc that created the fire.
As of Friday, the blaze was 15% contained.
We have boats that are sitting in their front yards running sprinklers.
County Manager Joey Caton urged residents to heed evacuation orders.
This is a dynamic fire that's changing.
Jennifer Drawdy has lived in Waynesville for 41 years and says the emotional toll has been overwhelming.
So many people have lost their homes. We're one of the lucky ones.
Gusty winds and drought conditions are making it harder for firefighters. The wildfire is among more than 150 that crews are battling in Georgia and Florida. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Seth Soutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street with a lot of help from Intel, while crude oil prices kept bouncing around as investors wait for what's next in the war with Iran. The S&P 500 climbed 0.8% Friday. The index beat the all-time high it set on Wednesday. The Dow slipped 79 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 1.6%, setting a record of its own. Intel soared more than 23% after reporting gangbuster profits. Intel said it was seeing strong demand for its chips because of AI applications. It was the best day for the chip company since 1987. Crude oil prices swung up and down throughout the day before ending little changed. Seth Soutel, New York.
For the week, the S&P and the Nasdaq were higher, the Dow lower, down 216 points. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.